TNT? Like the official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire page on Facebook for show updates and more. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We're also on SnapFace and AskChat. AskChat's probably a pretty good site. I better think about that. Squall on AskChat, Puss. Let's start that up.
Again?
Yep. AskChat.
I bet you it's already been invented.
It probably has.
I'd be disappointed if it weren't.
Squat on AskChat.
And take a shot of me with an AskChat filter.
Just to smooth out the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, make it look younger. Yeah. Less hairs. I was reading. I didn't see the headline. Speaking of asses, that perineum sunning thing where you pull your ankles behind your head there.
Oh, yeah.
Shine the sun on your nutsack.
How's that working?
I didn't try it yet because it's too. I'm going to be in Arizona this weekend. Maybe I'll try it.
You should.
Find
a nice isolated spot in the desert.
I hope so. Yeah. Because my wife and my son will be with me. So yeah.
Well, let's get send the son off to the pool or something.
Yeah, I know both.
you two can take a hike. And how long has it been since you sunned your perineum together?
Apparently, Josh Brolin. All I saw was the headline that Josh Brolin tried it and it ruined his day. So maybe he got to burn his ass. That's what I'm thinking.
I think
I saw that headline too, but I think it was on Funny or Die.
Was
so
it?
I don't know that I took all. Whole
oh, okay.
Lot of
see,
stock
I didn't
it.
See. I didn't see it was on Funny or Die because I just saw the headline of Josh Brolin of all people, sunned his nutsack, and I guess your nutsack will be okay if you lather it up with some.
You gotta put some sunscreen on.
Yeah, to 30 plus or something like that.
And the perineum, because that is the proverbial where the sun doesn't shine.
I think you just want the sun there, the heat on your perineum.
Yeah,
I think it feel actually pretty good. And I think about it.
I think anywhere. The part of that makes
sun.
Sense
any part of your body makes you feel better, right?
That part of your body literally sees no sunshine.
Right.
Yeah.
That's where the sun don't shine.
As the name implies.
Right.
So for it to see some sun, I can't imagine it wouldn't do you a little bit good.
Yeah, I think it would be good.
Yeah.
Get some straps so to help you pull your legs up and hold them that way.
Sun is good. You know. A little vitamin D.
I think there's websites where you can buy those.
Those straps? Yeah. Just pull your. Yeah. You hold them. You stand behind a guy and you hold his feet. And so you don't have to look at his nuts. You can be by his head, you know what I mean? If you only have your buddy to go perineum sunning with.
Unfortunately, I do know what you mean. I don't like that I know what you mean.
You can picture it.
I know what you mean.
You stay at the head of the dude, you pull his feet back, and he gets his whole crotch area there tanned. Not tanned so much, but,
Just exposed to the sun.
Exposed to the sun, exactly.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Because it's starting to become winter up north, right now. This week's actually pretty decent.
You think about it.
Yeah.
I think
it would feel good. I think I'm going to try
it. However long you've been on this earth, your perineum and your sack has that seasonal affective disorder.
That's true. The very few times, the times I've skinny dipped have really not been during the day.
Yeah.
And even then, I'm not laying out naked like LD does, which,
Well, even if you're laying out naked, that party is not getting
in. Yeah,
unless you have to make an effort.
Unless you grab your ankles on the nude beach and do that. I don't think anybody wants that in the nude beach.
Or some you could do like a downward facing dog.
You could.
You could. That way it would get some sun. But if you stop and analyze it.
But even then, you're not getting a lot of sun.
That part of your body.
Yeah.
Sees very little sun.
Yeah, from the bottom of your nutsack up around your, and this is for women too, by the way.
Yep,
That's
for everybody,
right? Because that's you started at some hot chick was on a rock in Arizona, and she looked sexy bringing her legs back. The photo I saw. And but I haven't seen any dudes they won't show. They're not advertising that with any dudes. Not even model dudes. They're not even showing those dudes.
That could be the next cover of Old Man Ass Quarterly.
Right. We need one of our listeners in Phoenix and Arizona or Florida, people that are still having some sun, some warm weather, to try that. Ask your son to go out there and try that.
Do it at the tanning bed.
They don't close. They have to close on you. And if your ankles are up in the air, that thing won't close. It's not going to do that.
Stand up or something?
There's a stand up, but it's standing straight up. You can't bend down in those.
And I don't think you can get into a down dog position.
No. And I think you need the actual. Yeah, you can't. Because I've been in both those, and you can't do that.
Wouldn't you still get a little sun even if you didn't pull the top
down? No, because the sun is on the bottom. And then we have to pull the top down for the sun to be on the top.
Okay.
Yeah, so thing closes pretty much right on you. We've been in those.
You stood on the bed and kind of squatted down, you could get some sun on that area.
You just sat on the bed, maybe. You're right. Yeah. But even then, Does it feel like you're outside getting sun? It must be the whole thing, you know?
Yeah, if you recall.
W-H-O-L-E?
Yeah.
Right, the first time I ever used a tanning bed, I forgot to pull the hood down.
That's right.
I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Yeah. I haven't done that in years.
Why is your back three shades darker than your front?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know how to use these things.
All right. So, yeah, listeners, try that and let us know. If, you know, and our warm weather listeners, you can listen anywhere at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Get a chance to do that.
Right.
Tan your perineum today. Or your taint, or your between your vagina and your butt, with that whole bit there.
Don't just try it. Show us photographic evidence.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you've tried it.
Yeah. Yeah, even the dudes, I guess.
Or we'll take just a story.
Yeah, you're going to need help either way, because you got one hand for each foot, and then you got to try to run the selfie there, too. I don't know how you're going to do that.
Now you have someone take a picture for you.
Yeah, you're definitely going to have a
selfie stick in your mouth. I said stick, by the way. Almost didn't sound like that,
or
did it?
Or a selfie stick somewhere else.
Yeah. Tripod. What? Put a tripod up like you do with porn.
And a timer. Yeah. Right,
and a timer.
Yeah, because you couldn't have that selfie stick in your ass because that would block out the sun.
Exactly. But that would actually work, though, the selfie stick in your ass.
Yeah, but
it shoot it right back at you.
It would totally defeat the purpose.
Yeah.
Unless the sun was coming in at a different angle.
Let's keep going. We're about to just kill like 15, 20
Siri,
minutes
take
here
a picture. Take the picture,
with
Siri.
With this perineum bit here. All right. I didn't see the end of your game last night. I didn't see hardly at the beginning. I saw the beginning of the game. I watched about a quarter of that game. Both those teams looked pretty good offensively, you know, but the defense couldn't stop anybody. But it's because they're both really good offensive teams.
Yeah, well, they're...
You lost 37-30, right?
Their running back got hurt.
Yeah.
I don't want to analyze it a whole bunch.
They look good, though.
People
do. Vikings look good, man, because the Seahawks are really good.
Tune in to us for a lot of sports analysis.
No, they don't.
But I got to tell you, I've had kind of a quiet confidence about this team.
They're good.
Until last night.
Man,
you know,
you're going to lose away in Seattle.
When the dude gets hurt. No, he hasn't played a full season without being injured, and they need him.
Hey, running back by committee works. That's my team. As long as you have an offensive line, it can work, man. You got a quarterback, and you got a good defense. You know, except for against, yeah, I mean, Seahawks are really good. So, I don't think that was a bad loss at all for you guys.
No.
I think the Seahawks, the Saints, or the Niners are going to represent the NFC anyway.
They could have wrapped it up a little sooner.
Yeah.
I had a bad nap yesterday. I know a lot of people are sympathetic about that.
Actually, only I am.
Bad nap.
And me.
Only this group is sympathetic about bad naps.
And I don't think the game wrapped up until close to 10:30.
Oh, Jesus.
Night. Because when the Vikes have played previously,
they
run the ball a lot.
Yeah, so you're analyzing it.
No.
You're right. Research says nobody cares about our sports.
Well, here's what I've noticed. You run the ball a lot, and your primetime games get over sooner.
Yes.
And you can go to
that
bed
helps
sooner.
That helps.
Yeah, that's the kind of analysis you're not going to get from the networks or sports radio.
Nope, not at all.
About how early you can go to bed.
That's right.
If your team runs the ball a little more.
I do like that.
Or complete short passes. Just keep the clock moving. We got to go to bed.
Craig Evans in the feud. Did LD break down his Deadpool names?
Oh, I didn't see a list. No.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
Okay. Christ. All right.
He might be busy tanning that perineum.
Yeah, whatever.
And then he'll get back to us.
Yeah, all right. Greg's next. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.